Hi, this is Dr. Trish Murray. I am a doctor of osteopathic medicine, and I've practiced for many years in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. My clinic is called Discover Health Functional Medicine Center. I originally trained in internal medicine, and I was a primary care internist after my residency. But actually, as I practiced as an internist, I realized that prescribing pill after pill for chronic diseases was really not helping people get better. It was not helping them restore their health. And so I went on to specialize in traditional osteopathy and essentially non-surgical orthopedics. So I became a pain specialist. But also over the years of practicing this, I've realized that the chronic toxicity, chronic inflammation, chronic hormonal imbalances, and chronic infections that people have seem to be the root cause of why they have chronic conditions in the first place. And so I learned of the Institute of Functional Medicine, and I've gone on to become a specialist in functional medicine. And it is practicing this specialty that has led me to doing these podcasts and my present mission of empowering you to restore and optimize your own health through education, community, and support. So if you like this talk and would like to learn more, please go to my website, discoverhealthfmc.com. Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Trish Murray, and today I'm speaking with Dawn C. Meyer on this podcast that we're calling Launching into Possibilities. Dawn C. Meyer has been a rocket scientist on the NASA Space Shuttle program, and she's used energy to help the shuttle break free of the limitations of gravity. Now, as a possibilities expert, coach, speaker, international best-selling author, an energy healer, she uses energy to help people break free of their limitations. Dawn takes people from stressed, overwhelmed, and frustrated and launches them into being free, empowered, and living the life they dream of living. With Dawn's help, her clients discover choices and possibilities so they can blast off into more prosperity, more ease, more fulfillment, and more joy. Wow, that sounds awesome to me, Dawn. Welcome.
Thank you, Trish.
Well, it's so good to have you on. So one of the questions I like to start out with all my guests is, what brought you to the type of healing or service that you do for folks?
Well, I always tell people when I was a little girl, there were two things I wanted to be: either the first woman on the moon or someone who could heal people with their hands the way I'd see in science fiction movies. And I've kind of done a version of both. As you said, I worked on the space shuttle. And while I was doing that, I started looking at the other thing that I wanted to do, which was to heal people with my hands. And it's just been checking out the things that came to me along those lines and then following the ones that resonated with me. So that's pretty much what's brought me to the combination of techniques that I use with people now.
And what techniques are you trained in and do you typically use with folks?
What I normally use with people is access consciousness, which is a suite of tools that help you to release the things in your life that aren't working and to start making the choices for yourself that will really start moving you toward what you'd like to have. And I also use Reiki, which is an energy technique that brings energy from God, Father, Mother, Source through me and into my client to help them move things around in their bodies and start healing. So I generally use a combination of those things and in other things too that maybe not even have names to really start doing what the person's body is asking me for.
Now, I was looking at your website, and your website is iampurpledawn.com?
Yes.
Yes. And I was seeing the access consciousness concept on there and reading you, it says something about the bars. And I'm not overly familiar with this modality. Can you elaborate on it for us?
Sure. So the Access Consciousness Bars is a hands-on technique where I touch different points on your head and face that are called bars points. And those points, the reason they're called bars is because they go through your head from one side to the other. So it kind of looks like a little bar. And it's where you're hanging on to energy. So it sort of has the energy of the things that are keeping you stuck attached. So we'll say it that way to make it, make some sense. And when I touch those points, it helps you to start letting go of that energy. And when you change the energy, you change the part of your life that that point is associated with. So there's 32 points, and they relate to different aspects of your life, like aging and money and relationships and control and your body and healing and joy and sadness and just all sorts of things. And when you start, like I said, changing that energy, that light part of your life can really start shifting into more of what you would like to have.
Well, that's interesting. And do you do cranial sacral as well?
I do cranial sacral also, and I do various types of cranial sacral from different instructors. And when I do that, again, I'm also using my Access body processing energy as well as then the Reiki energy to help intensify or focus what the cranial sacral is doing. So it's a really good combination.
Yeah, and as an osteopathic physician that is a specialist in manipulation, I do cranial sacral as well. And cranial sacral was actually initiated by an osteopathic physician. And in my world, I could be, for example, focusing on bone when I'm doing cranial sacral, or I could be focusing on fluid, or I could be focusing on fascia, or possibly focusing on energy. And one of the things I find fascinating about what you said was the idea of the different specific things that you could find that's the energy might be stuck around or areas in where it would be stuck in the concept of the bars. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's part of it. So when I'm doing a cranial sacral session, what I'm doing is as I'm focusing on whatever part of the cranium or sacral that I'm working with, when I sense that it's stuck, or if I sense that there's an energy there that isn't really helping the area, I start manipulating that energy as well. So that then it can shift and leave if it needs to, or just start getting moving again.
And with the manipulation, that's a physical manipulation, or is it more of an intention of moving the energy and loosening it and having it flow better?
Well, it depends on the movement that I'm doing because, of course, with cranial sacral, some of it is, a physical manipulation and some of it's holding it until the flow of the fluid starts working again. So it's kind of a combination of the two.
Right. And just another piece on this, just because it's making me think about it, and I love just talking about this stuff, is that the fascia is a form of connective tissue that surrounds everything in our entire being. It is one of only three holistic tissues in our entire body. Our vascular system, of course, is one. Our nervous system is another, and the fascial system and the connective tissue is a third. And the idea for me is that, as an also an energy healer, is that so many times energy, our consciousness from science has been thought to be in our brain. But I don't know. I don't agree with that, honestly. I feel that when I'm, and you as a body healer, energy healer, have you noticed that you could be on many different parts of the body or even not on the body itself and initiate someone's emotional reaction, let's say, to something that's happened in their lives? Have you noticed that before?
Oh, definitely. Because, of course, everything is energy and everything is connected. So it can be any place on the body that they're holding that energy in place that's contributing to whatever's not working properly. So when you can start moving that energy, it can really start changing everything that it's related to and has that ripple effect out into the rest of the body. So, I mean, you don't even have to be, as you said, touching someone to start doing that. You can simply be directing the energy their way, and then it can start moving, which can start then other things shifting. And people will even feel pain let up in parts of their body at that point without even touching them.
Absolutely. Yes. And the idea that their consciousness, and then if you shift that energy and get things flowing, not only will it help pain, but it may open new doors within other aspects of their lives altogether.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you wrote a book called Gratitude for Life Journal. What inspired that, and what is that about?
Well, I realized that a lot of people, when they're talking about gratitude, they get stuck because they think that if they're grateful for something in their life, that then they can't ask for changes or can't ask for more. And if they're grateful for the things in their past and for the lessons that they learned, then that means that they're asking for more of that. And that's not necessarily the truth. Because what happens is that when you are grateful for everything and what it taught you, you're inviting the universe to bring you more of what you would like to have. And I'd like to tell people that you have this amazing little word called and. And is an amazingly powerful word. It allows you to be grateful for something and ask for more. So it's like, I'm grateful for my salad and now I would like my main course. I'm grateful that I got through high school and now I'm ready for college. So it doesn't detract from anything to be grateful for it and ask for something different or more. So when I started writing the journal, it was to allow people to see how all of those little things in their lives contribute to the amazing quality that they have of their life. And that when they can allow themselves to be grateful for all sorts of little aspects, rather than always focusing on what they don't have, that it really shifts their outlook on life and really shifts how they are showing up and interacting with other people. So that's kind of where I came from with that. So what I've done is I've given 365 prompts for the year for you to be grateful for, like three things that made me laugh today, or three people that I enjoy being around, or three things I got to experience in my life. And really helping you to realize that you have so many amazing things in your life already to be grateful for and build on that energy as you move forward.
Well, that's awesome, because there's so much around the idea of positive emotions or positive thought processes like gratitude, gratefulness, versus negative emotions of frustration or anger or things like that. And the fact that so many people, if their emotions are programmed as a result of their upbringing or events in their lives or the stress of their lives or the traumas of their lives, to be focused on the negative emotions, then you'll notice stress levels are higher and their illnesses are higher and so forth. People who are more positively bent around gratitude and peacefulness and hope tend to have less illness. And this is shown in concepts around neuroplasticity and the fact that if people start to do like your book and every day write about things they're grateful for or focus on what they're grateful for or what they're hopeful about, then the brain is neuroplastic. It will start to shift. And a person can over time change the way they see the world, change their perceptions, and start their healing process and have more energy, more hope, and more vitality in their lives. Have you seen that happen with folks?
Oh, definitely. I've had people who, they were so angry over everything that had happened up to this point in their life. This one client that I had, and she said, all I could see was that I was just going to create more crap because that's what I've always created. And once we started working, she said, especially with the word and, that it really started shifting her life and how she could see that simply because she had gotten through that, what a blessing it was that it brought her to where she is now, and that she can move forward and let go of that, be grateful for what it taught her, and move forward.
That it's
not going to define her simply because she experienced it.
Absolutely. And again, our brains, we are emotional beings first and rational beings second, based on the way our brains are wired. And the area of the amygdala is the emotional center. So again, if people have had or are struggling with anxiety, depression, negative emotions, there's hope, and that you can start to shift that with things like your book, with Gratitude for Life Journal. And also, if they want to understand more of the science, in my book, Make a Dent in Chronic Disease, Chapter 4 talks all about perception of the world and how we can change the perception of the world. We'll change our brains and our energy and the way we perceive the world. So that's awesome. Now, what about this whole rocket science background? I mean, we're shifting from rocket scientists to coaching and energy healing, quite a challenge. Tell us about that path.
Well, as I said, I had the two things that I wanted to be, either an astronaut or a healer. So as the shuttle program was drawing to a close, I realized that it was now time to step into that other thing that I had been studying and working with that had always fascinated me, which was the energy healing. So at the end of the program, I went ahead and volunteered to not stay on for the follow-on program, and I started really intensifying my studying of the energy healing work and adding more things like the access consciousness and more levels of Reiki to really start shifting other people's lives and my life, because all of the things that I do help me as well. So when that showed up, it was, you know, I tell people that rocket science is about seeing other possibilities that people don't see and seeing the world a little bit differently maybe than what other people see it. So it wasn't, to me, such a huge jump. To me, it was simply stepping over to the side and taking this lane instead of the lane I was in, and just continuing forward with the things that really were drawing me. So I'm still interested in the rocket science. I just worked the SpaceX launch as a volunteer the other night. And so that still fascinates me, and the energy work really draws me, and helping people to really start changing their lives and realize they can still make choices and change what's going on in their world.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, the one thing I think listeners would be interested in too is the idea, for example, you know, rocket science, I mean, and the space shuttle and stuff, I mean, that is traditional hard science. And energy healing and energy medicine would be, let's say, put into more of the category of alternative medicine, you know. And I live in those worlds too. My background is an internist and then an osteopath, but I'm also trained in shamanic healing. So, you know, the idea of what do we say, or what would you say to people listening of, you know, obviously your background and training is in hard science, and yet you're now doing energy healing. So how does that fit?
Well, everything is energy. I mean, your brain works on energy, your body works on energy, all different types of energy and connections and that sort of thing. So everything is connected. So it's simply looking at, you use energy one way in hard science and use it a different way in alternative medicine, and simply being able to look at life a little bit differently and start communicating with your body. That's where I like people to start, is to really understand that your body knows what it requires. So when you start talking to your body and allowing it to tell you what it would like, it's not necessarily that big of a difference than as if you had a monitor attached to you and were at, you know, following the readings that it's giving you. You're following, with alternative medicine, you're following the readings that you're getting in a slightly different way of the energy that the body is giving you and putting out. So to me, it's again, not that big a jump because it's all connected.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I actually just this weekend was at a conference on cardiometabolic health, meaning heart health, and people with like diabetes and things like that. And the conference was all about lifestyle medicine at the biggest hospital in Maine around, again, lifestyle medicine for cardiometabolic health. And it's all science and evidence-based. And what were we talking? We were learning how to cook, and we were learning how to help people get in touch with their emotions, and to exactly what you say, monitor themselves and get in touch with their emotions, their feelings, their energy in order to heal themselves. It's you know, alternative medicine isn't alternative medicine anymore. It's traditional medicine. And what I like to call integrative. Let's use what science and evidence-based medicine supports, and what it's proving actually is the best medicine to have us each be optimally healthy.
Yeah, because when you're looking at research like that, like with Harvard, they've been doing a lot of research into how gratitude and emotional well-being and positive emotions and things influence the body and how the body recovers, how it shows up, even just the writing down of your gratitude can change the chemical composition in your brain to make things show up differently.
Absolutely.
And it can create more oxytocin and oxycontin and all those other things that are, I'm not sure if I got the right names, but that show up in your brain so that you start having the better feelings of, well-being. Using meditation can change what's going on in your body, and even simply taking a walk outside.
And also to be in community, meaning we are, we are social beings, and they've done studies. There's a lab marker in people I check all the time on inflammation. How inflamed is someone? It's called CRP. And they've done studies where if someone spent a lot of time alone and isolated, their inflammation marker, their CRP marker is much more elevated than people that, for example, are in community or are doing the things you just mentioned, meditation and gratitude, like answering the questions of your book. It'd be interesting to check someone's CRP and then have them do your book for the year as well as maybe do some lifestyle things and see what happens, for example, with their CRP, because they've done these studies and it shows that it decreases.
Yeah, it's simply amazing that, science is finally catching up to what the rest of us have known.
Exactly. And the other thing I would point out and make a point about is that quantum physics started, the idea of quantum physics was initiated in the early 1900s, folks. We're in 2019 and medicine is just starting to catch up with the discussion around what we're talking about is energy and energy healing.
And some of these things are thousands of years old, some of these practices.
Oh, absolutely.
And like you said, now science is finally catching up several thousand years later and wanting to take credit for it, of course.
Yeah. So what are two or three problems, real or perceived, that you work with people with to help them solve those issues?
Well, one is with the gratitude and helping them realize that they can have gratitude for things and what it taught them and still move forward and choose something different now and let go of the anger, so that when you let go of that anger, you're letting go of a whole lot of stuff that you're hanging on to and making room for more positive emotions to come into your life and more positive situations and experiences to come in. And another that I help people to let go of is a lot of them come in with the I'm not good enough syndrome, that again, everything that they've done hasn't worked out. And so they're always making themselves wrong and taking the blame for everything and judging themselves harshly, and helping them to start letting go of that and seeing the value that they have and letting go of whatever it is that other people have told them they are and are not. So those are two huge things that I work with people. And also just realizing that they can allow themselves to choose something different.
Mm.
Simply because you've invested a lot of time and energy into something that isn't working doesn't mean you have to keep investing. You can go ahead and let it go and choose something different.
Mm. And that's really what it's all about, is just helping someone. In my world, I talk about consciousness, as I mentioned, versus subconsciousness. And the idea that many of us have developed, if you will, subconscious contracts along the way, whether it came from childhood, whether it came from just our behaviors, or whether it even came from a past life. And the idea is, our subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than our conscious being until we bring these contracts or these beliefs or these patterns to consciousness. And then the conscious being is 10 million times more powerful than the subconscious, because as you say, you can open the door and shift these belief patterns, these emotional concepts of anger or frustration, and just see that there's another way to go. And as soon as you see that, and then you may need assistance with it, but that's what people like yourself are out there doing, is helping people walk through the door and realize that they can do it, and they just need to be empowered.
Yeah, and to give themselves permission.
Exactly.
Because so often they think that, oh, I can't do that. You know, what will people think? What will people say about me? Instead of just saying, hey, I can choose what I would like to choose. And it's okay for me to choose what works for me and let go of what doesn't.
Exactly. Oh, so what you mentioned, you know, a little bit about the typical person that comes to you. Any other, you know, concepts around that, of the type of person and where they might be in their lives? And
Some of the other types of people that come to me are ones that tend to be overgivers. So they always put themselves last, and they put everybody else first. Mm. And so then they don't take care of themselves. They tend to start eventually running on empty. I just did a program called Reboot Your Boundaries and Relationships a couple weeks ago. And that was what it was about, is talking with a lot of people. And a number of the ones that were there were ones who were that overgivers, that they spent all of their time giving to other people. And it's helping them to realize that it's okay to put their oxygen mask on first.
Mm.
And that it's important, because you can't, you know, if you don't put your oxygen mask on first and take care of you first, there's nothing left for you to give to anybody else eventually.
Right. Yeah, that really resonates with me as the type of physician I am, and working with patients to empower them to optimize their health. Because many times, for example, and it is a majority, the niche of patients I see are predominantly older, probably 50 and older women, and some younger, but the reason I bring that up in the women perspective is that it resonates to them many times the women will say to me, you know, with the dietary changes, for example, you know, I'm trying, but I also need to make another meal for my family because they're not buying into what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I laugh and I say, well, why do you need to make two meals? If you are the cook, then they're going to benefit, and your whole family is going to be more healthy as a result of you taking charge of what people eat. And if they want to eat something else, then they're happy, you know, they're welcome to go get it and make something else for themselves. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Exactly. And that's what I said, it's similar to what I tell people, is that, you know, if you've got something going on and they don't want you to do a particular thing, these people who have always had you serving them, then you need to start working with, what can I add to my life to give me what I need? And sometimes that's, okay, I need to add that somebody else does something instead of me always doing it. So like you said, they can cook their own meal. or I can get hire somebody to come and drive them because I don't need to drive them everywhere. Or I can simply carve out part of my day and go for a walk or go to the gym or whatever it is that my body needs. And it's okay to stop making yourself wrong and feeling guilty over it.
And the other thing is to realize that even when someone says that, the other person or the other people in their lives are actually going to benefit from them making that decision or putting that out there.
Yeah.
In the essence that that person's going to learn how to cook, or that person's going to take initiative to do something for themselves.
Yeah.
And everybody benefits.
Exactly. Because a lot of times when you're taking all that stuff on for them, the only thing that they're learning is dependency. They're not learning to stand on their own. They're not learning to let go of what isn't, you know, these things for themselves. They expect somebody else to take care of it. So they never learn to do it for themselves.
Absolutely. Hear, hear. And the idea that everybody benefits. And they've shown that too in science that and done studies where if one person in a family, for example, starts to make shifts in losing weight for themselves, let's say, then usually everyone in the family actually does lose a little bit of weight, even if they weren't even setting out with the intention to do that. And of course, that could be similar to if one person starts working on gratitude every day, then the interrelationships start to improve amongst everyone in the family. Have you seen that?
Yes, because what happens is as you're making those changes in like with the gratitude or with the energy healing or any of that, it changes the energy around you, which then spreads out. So it's that ripple effect that you get. And as you're like changing the way that you interact with them, then that helps them to change. Because like a lot of times it's that you stop fighting with them. So that changes how they're interacting with you, which helps them to change how they interact with other people. So it just keeps spreading out when you're not constantly being there to be the person that they fight with, then it can make a huge shift in your relationship with them and then their relationship with other people.
Absolutely. And it all comes back to that, the universal emotions we started talking about earlier. If you come at the world and your interactions from universal love and gratitude and peace and hope, then it's really tough to have conflicts. Whereas if you come at the world from a place of anger and frustration and helplessness and hopelessness, then obviously you come, if you will, from that more of a victim mentality. And so that's going to breed more and more conflict.
Yes.
Yeah. So How do you help people solve their problem? What is your magic, your expert ability? How do you kind of process things with you?
Well, when I work with people, a lot of times I help them, I do energy healing with them, which is one of my magics. And the other is to give them the tools to actually act in the moment with what's going on with them. So I'll give them, like one of the main tools that I like to give people is called return to sender. And what that does is it helps you to take an energy that's coming at you that isn't yours, even though you may think it is because it's showing up and you're aware of it, and actually sending it back out into the universe. So a lot of times, like if you've ever walked into a room and suddenly you're upset, because what's happened in that room before is that maybe there was an argument or there was a lot of hurt feelings or whatever, and you're picking up the energy that's in that room and taking it on to yourself. If you use the return to sender with it, it sends it out of you so that you're not constantly carrying around everybody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions and trying to deal with them as if they're yours, because they're not. Because you're kind of like a satellite dish and you pick that stuff up. Mm. So I give that to people to use. And then I give them other tools and other methods to use with things as they come up. And a lot of it is asking questions. one of the ladies that we both know calls me the queen of questions, because that's what I start doing with people. It's like, when you get into this situation, ask what other choices you have here. Ask what other possibilities you have and options you have, and what could you do differently? And then just start allowing those things to show up, because you're opening an opportunity and an invitation to the rest of the universe for something different to show up. And you're saying, and I'm ready for it, bring it on. So those are some of the tips and tools that I use with my clients, and just continuing to follow that energy that comes up for them as we're going through where they would like to be and what's keeping them from getting there.
Oh, I love those, both of those. I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, the return to sender concept in the energy healing world I've been trained in shamanic healing, it's the idea that, yeah, energy comes into us and can just flow right through us, and we can clear it easily if we don't have affinity for it. Right. And the idea would be, as long as you start realizing that there are, as I brought up before, subconscious beliefs, subconscious energy, subconscious patterns, and you just start walking the journey of shifting those patterns, then you're not going to have the same affinity. And also the idea that if you walk in a room, like you said, and you feel like, ooh, there's some negative mojo in here, or there's been negative mojo in here, and I just don't want it, then it's easier and easier to be able to clear it and send it, like you say, back to sender. I also love the concept around the fact that there's always other options. In the traditional medical model that I was, you know, trained in, the idea is there's protocols to follow. So if you have depression, or you have hypertension, or you have, let's say, this type of cancer or that type of cancer, well, we follow this protocol, and this is, like, if you will, all there is. And it's just not true. You know, there's so many different options out there that's kind of how I look at it, is that, you know, who or what modality might be the right option for you, and people should go out and seek and search and find out if the option you're trying is not working for you, then there may be an option that will. So just be open-minded and keep experiencing, keep looking. And that's why I love to do this podcast.
Yeah, because, you know, people tend to think that one size fits all, and it doesn't work in clothing. So it certainly doesn't work in anything else in the world either. And it's simply to continue asking questions to see what really it is that is going to work for you and is going to fit what's going on in your life, and also fit what it is you would like to have in your life.
Absolutely. And the idea is, you know, if you do ask the questions and one modality or one option doesn't feel right, then just, like you say, keep asking and keep searching. And then when something does feel right and resonate with you, then try it and see how much better you could possibly do. So you have another book, author the Colors of Now. What is that, the title of the other book?
That is a title of one of my other books. I'm a co-author of the Colors of Now. And the subtitle is Live Life in Technicolor. Okay. And what it is it's living your life in all the colors of the world. So when they told us, they gave each of us that title, The Colors of Now, and said, okay, go with it. And so my chapter is called It Isn't Rocket Science, or Is It? And it explores how I use some of the techniques that I got from Access Consciousness in moving through some of the challenges in my life and going from being a rocket scientist to being an energy healer, and where that took me, and also the things that I came, you know, maybe up against, and realizing that those things, just even though they look solid and look real, that I could push through them. And the other chapters are about similar types of things for other people. It's what is it that's the full color spectrum of the world for you, and how it is that you got to live that.
Well, that sounds awesome. I mean, we all come from obviously times of joy and times of pain and sorrow. I mean, we all have our own travels, and for people to read other people's stories and to realize that exactly the color, what's the color today? What's the color tomorrow? You're not living fully if you don't have joy and then also sorrow in your life. It's just why we came back, you know, to earth and to be in our bodily beings here. So that sounds awesome. So from that, can you share one tip, or if you will, your secret to living a healthy life?
I would say to realize that you always have possibilities and choices, and to just keep asking for the ones to show up that will lead you to the life you would like to have. And to stop believing that so many things are impossible, because if you stop believing it's impossible, so many more things are possible.
Well, that's awesome. I'm sure people are going to enjoy that one. So, Ron, how do people get in touch with you? We mentioned your website before, but please mention it again. So, folks, and then how do people contact you?
So, yes, my website is iampurpledawn.com, and that's iampurpledawn.com. And then my email address is dawn@iampurpledawn.com. And they can also contact me on my phone, which is area code 321-261-5975.
And where are you located?
I am located in Cape Canaveral, Florida, near the beach.
Right.
And so, yeah, if you're in Florida, just give me a call. We can get together and do something. But I do a lot of my work over the phone and on Skype and Zoom, so that people, because so much of what I do can be done remotely other than the cranial sacral work.
Right.
And so it's being able to help people no matter where they are.
That's great. And your books again?
So I have a number of books, and they're all on Amazon if you want the Kindle. So look for Dawn C. Meyer on Amazon. And then on my website, I have my gratitude journal and also the cards that go with it. So you can go to iampurpledawn.com/gratitude to get to those.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, thank you, Dawn, for coming on the podcast. This has really been awesome. I hope people have enjoyed it.
I hope they have too.
All right. Well, you take care.
Thank you. You too, Patricia.
Bye-bye now.
So I hope this podcast has helped empower you on your journey to restore and optimize your health. And if you would like more information, my clinic is called Discover Health Functional Medicine Center, and our website is discoverhealthfmc.com. On our website is a great deal more information educationally, as well as information about our services, and also an opportunity to schedule a 30-minute free consultation with one of my team. During this 30-minute free consultation, you can get to know us, we can get to know you, you can learn about our services, and see if it would be a fit for you to improve your journey toward restoring and optimizing your health. Another option is to go to our Facebook page. Again, that's Discover Health Functional Medicine Center. And also to join our Facebook group. Our Facebook group is filled and creating a community of people just like you that you can talk with and interact with about your questions. You can also ask us your most burning questions. So please go to my website, discoverhealthfmc.com, or join our Facebook group at Discover Health Functional Medicine Center. And let's work together on our journeys to restore and optimize health.